This is Matriarch Ezada Sin, and today I will tell you how I made my bitch, who lives very, very far away, to suck a real cock for me. Distance training can be very fulfilling. Having a male to do everything I wish despite the distance is very arousing. I like to fulfill my fantasy this way, just as I did with my Australian slave. I had fantasized about having a chattel to suck cock for me on Skype, and he was just the perfect, just perfect for it. I knew he wanted it too, but I could tell he was scared. I decided to take my time. I wanted it to be perfect and didn't want to scare him off. First, I had to make him feel slutty. It was so much fun making him dress in pink lingerie, put on whorish makeup, making him perform a lap dance for me on Skype. So humiliating for him, but so arousing for me. Of course, he was locked in a chastity from day one. A little chastity cage. And you know how I feel about chastity. After a few Skype sessions, I could tell he was really enjoying it. On his way to becoming the slut I wanted, he really liked it. Time to the cock-sucking training. My slut had to buy bananas. He wasn't told why, but he suspected. From the size of the bananas, I knew I had found myself a real slut. The first time would be on Skype for me. I enjoyed watching him struggle, gagging on the banana. Marking the banana with his teeth, not very good. But with my training, he would get so much better. I ordered him to send me pictures and videos of his training, and it was so much fun to see his progresses. After a month, it was very, very well trained. And I decided to see his progress on Skype. I had him put bright red lipstick on, giving him the cock sucking lips. He had to kiss the whole length of the banana, lick the tip, then take the banana slowly between his red cock sucking lips. With a banana about halfway in, he starts gagging. I instructed him to slowly remove the banana and try again. After a few attempts, he swallows the whole thing like a pro. So arousing, with his big red lips slowly engulf the entire thing. I make him bob up and down on the banana and moan in the same time. Show me that he really enjoys it. I loved hearing him gag as the banana hits the back of his throat. He held up the banana for me to inspect and there was no teeth marks. Oh, he was ready. My slut is ready. For the real thing, I decided to use a professional escort rather than a random stranger. My slut was nervous and his safety was important. we both felt that this would be safer, and I'm sure that professionals, they've seen and understood all kinks. I found an escort company, as in Australia, professional services like that are perfectly legal. In the gay section, I looked over the pictures, searching for the right specimen. And there he was, just perfect. Athletic, toned, shaved, pretty face. Probably taller than my slut. I could not see it. From the bulge, it appeared he had a nice big cock. Contact was made. I explained him what I was desiring. He understood everything. This really was going to be perfect, and I set a date for the event. The day arrived. I had my slave log on to Skype, set up the camera in the convenient position for me. I decided to have him dressed very slutty, with big fake boobs. Tight, short latex dress. Slave's idea, I know. I told you he was a real slut. Next was the lipstick, giving him bright red cock-sucking lips. I had him bend over, shake and smack his little ass for me. I was really getting into the mood. A knock on the door, showtime. My slut answered the door very nervously. The guy walked in, and he was exactly as the pictures showed. Now I was really getting aroused, having my property debase themselves for me. So, so exciting. To get everyone in the mood, my slut had to perform a lap dance. Oh, how much fun to see his humiliation as he moved his slutty ass. Time for the main event. Slut looked so reluctant as he knelt down in front of the cock. I knew he wanted it. Really. And he knew I wanted to see him sucking that cock. All he had to do was what I had trained him to do. He was training himself on bananas for months. He reluctantly started to kiss it, his face looking very flushed. As he licked the dip, I could tell he was starting to enjoy it, maybe even a little bit eager, rubbing his lips around it and slowly moving his mouth up and down. Gag, gag, gag. What a wonderful sound. I was getting very aroused by the show. I just had to get my magic wand, my doxy. Of course, why should my slut have all the fun? Seeing his head bob up and down, the length of the cock made me very wet. My slut was really enjoying it now. I could see from his chastity device. And the culmination, when the guy took the condom off and covered my slut's face with a thick layer of cum. Oh, that was priceless. As we talk afterwards, my slave admitted how much he enjoyed the experience. As for me, I can't wait to do it again. But maybe this time I should take another slut. You know, the first time it's always more arousing.